This is KUT. Texans head to the polls tomorrow for Republican and Democratic Party primary elections. KUT's Saida Hassan reports on how the state's demographic makeup could affect voting patterns.
More than 17 million Texans are eligible to vote on March 1st, but that doesn't mean they'll all turn out.
A large percentage of them are relatively new voters.
That's state demographer Lloyd Potter. He says when you break down the population by age, the voter base in Texas is younger than the nation overall. Potter says that may be one of the reasons for the state's relatively low voter turnout.
Historically, young voters are less likely to turn out than older voters.
Many parts of Texas, including Travis County, continue to see rapid population growth. But Potter says that doesn't necessarily equal more eligible voters.
Probably somewhere around a quarter of the population growth are international migrants. And so that segment of the growth isn't going to really influence the electorate weight.
But that influx of immigrants does contribute to the state's unique racial makeup. Almost 35% of the voting age population in Texas is Hispanic. That's more than double the national figure. Some experts say that could lead to a political shift.
Of course, it's very red right now. It's a very conservative, hardcore Republican state. And people expect that to change as the state of Texas becomes more and more Latino.
That's Austin City demographer Ryan Robinson. He says Hispanic voters have yet to turn out in large numbers.
It's just one of the serious challenges that Democrats face in Texas is to get Latinos to turn out and vote at rates that approach the voting rates of older, non-Hispanic white Texans.
Part of that could stem from the Texas voter ID law. Recent studies have shown the regulation decreases participation among minority voters, although Texas officials and even opponents of the law say they don't know how many, if any, people have been turned away from the polls. Saida Hassan, KUT News.